Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 81, Mind the Eggs. So what's that all about? Well, bear with me for the first little bit and I'll explain the story and then I'll explain how it relates to our everyday lives and our fears of things that may never happen. So mind the eggs. Well, I don't know if this story, if you can relate to this story. I don't know if it's an Irish cultural thing or not. I don't know. I'm sure many people have experienced it because anyone I've talked to has experienced the same thing. And it goes like this. You go shopping, grocery shopping. You do a large shop, maybe not so large, but you fill your trolley and or your cart, if you're an American listener, and you load up the car and everybody is so freaked out about minding the eggs. Mind the eggs, be careful with the eggs, make sure the eggs don't smash. So I certainly had this when I was growing up as a little Roundhouse Rob, and my mother would always be like, mind the eggs. And then each person I met after that, including my current wife, was fixated on mind the eggs, make sure you don't crack the eggs, make sure you don't smash the eggs, almost to an obsession about the eggs. Now, keep in mind, the eggs come in a protective box. So number one, they come in a protective box, which is designed for them not to break too easily. Number two, they are very cheap as well. They're not the most expensive item that you could have purchased in the grocery shop. And number three, anyone I've ever talked to about this has the same scenario and you know, people saying, mind the eggs. But when I've asked them, have the eggs actually ever smashed? Have you ever returned home and they're broken? And the majority of people say that they can't recall that has ever happened. So what does this mean? Well, it basically means, besides driving me absolutely batty, it drives me mad because I don't put as much focus into the eggs. I'm more concerned that you don't squash the bread or bruise the apples. I don't know. But I'm definitely not concerned about the eggs. I don't really eat eggs in the first place. But anyway, mind the eggs. So how does it relate to our everyday life? Well, it basically means that on a daily basis, what are you focusing on that may never happen? What large concern or concerns do you have? What things are you imagining are potential problems that are preventing you from enjoying your life, are preventing you from doing the things that you want to do? What are your eggs? What are the eggs that you are minding that you're terrified something will happen to, are about, are for? What is it that you are falsely imagining could be happening or could happen? And even like the eggs, the worst case scenario, you just replace them. They're not that, they're inexpensive, and it may not be the six in the tray or whatever it was. It may not be the whole tray, it may only be in one broken. Or in other words, whatever it is you're imagining, is it really as bad as you're so fearful about protecting? Is it really so bad? And if it is, sure, it might never even happen in the first place. So you need to switch your focus, because anything like that will hold you back. As I said, it will decrease your happiness in the moment. It certainly decreases your happiness when you're trying to load up the car to successfully get away from the grocery shop and to finally conclude it. And there's drama about minding the eggs. So in your life, if you have unnecessary drama or necessary focus on something that's not going to happen, it is definitely going to detract and take away from your happiness in the moment or whatever it is. But it will also deter you from your path. Whatever goal you want to do, whatever plan you have, whatever it is that you want to own or experience or achieve, you will be held back if you're focusing on fears that may never happen. So if you're so worried about mining the eggs, you might not actually go on to achieve. You'll give yourself enough reasons. There's enough hardship in life without you being, you know, like the handbrake or the footbrake stuck in your own vehicle and stopping you from moving. So if you're so focused on these fears that may never actually come true or may not even be as large as you think they're going to be, then that is enough to stop you. You're going to basically stop yourself from achieving the things and living the life that you want to live. And there's enough other things in natural things stopping you from living the life that you want to live without you doing it to yourself. So you definitely don't want to be your own worst enemy, even though we all are. That's what this is about, just to put it in your brain to not basically don't let yourself away with it. I hope that your next grocery shopping experience goes smoothly and fluidly and there's no apprehension about cracking eggs or squashing bread or any other of these first world problems and first world dramatic situations that we conjure up ourselves. But I hope you get what I'm talking about. It's not really about eggs. It's about not overly focusing on imagined fears and things that could be getting in your way, because we all do it. So have a look at your life. Have a look at your goals. Dust off your goals again. Have a look and see why you haven't done the things that you said you were going to do. What was it that you were afraid of? Was it you're afraid of your criticism from other people? Was it you're just your fear of failure? Was it your fear of success? What was it that what was your egg, basically? Have a think. Do let me know. I would absolutely love to hear your input. Any and all messages are appreciated. Message me anytime using any of the links. And make sure you do listen to the back catalogue of podcasts as well, because we're getting through them, 81 today. So here's to 100 coming and fast approaching. Thanks for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.